So welcome to this week's pod, the last of the year. We're in week eight, and we've gone longer than most other schools locally, so that must mean we're strong, and we're not going to give up. We're going to keep on going all the way through till the end of the day on Wednesday, and we can't wait. We've had a great day in school today. The year sixes, we've done our very first leavers assembly. Never done this before here, certainly not in my time in the last almost 8 years. And we had two classes, they sung songs, shared memories, it was beautiful, and we've got the same again tomorrow afternoon, so looking forward to celebrating with 6RF and 6YA tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, don't forget we've got Sports Day for years 5 and 6. Now, I've been nervously looking at the weather, and I tell you nervously, because we've moved it, haven't we, twice already, and at one point there was rain on the horizon. And I was a bit disappointed in you all, because I did ask you to do some sun dancing, but it's looking okay. It's looking a bit overcast, but it's going to be at 20 degrees. We'll have a lovely time. So you can get onto the field from 8:30 after drop-off. We'll be starting at about 10 to 9 and going through just to about midday or just before midday. And we'll have the parent races sort of from 20 to 12 onwards. So really looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible. And as I said, we're going to have a little disco outside or tomorrow during Sports Day, because we can, and it's going to be great fun. So loads of children come up to me, Mr. Patterson, we saw you on the TV. I know, I'm well famous these days. So I was on the TV on BBC South East News talking about attendance, and that's something we need to talk about, but we'll do that in the new year. I'm also going to be on a game tomorrow. I know, I'm going to be getting an agent at this rate, and you know, taking bookings for, like, you know, public speaking events. Did everybody watch David Brent? You know, when he went out and he sort of went to nightclubs and just handed out t-shirts and stuff. I think I could see myself doing that. So watch out for me. I'm on the news tomorrow, and I'm going to be talking on BBC Radio Kent, 96.7 FM, and on DAB from 8:05 a.m. tomorrow morning, if you want to give it a little listen and you want to hear my dulcet tones. And you can also, oh, I remember him before he was famous. So on Wednesday, we are not providing school dinners, if you didn't see that message. So you will need to bring in a packed lunch. If you do get free school meals, we will be providing bagels, so we can provide lunch if anybody on free school meals. Other than that, I'm afraid to say, you're going to have to bring in sandwiches just for one day, and we do apologise in advance for the disruption to you. Last day of term is Wednesday, and we finish at normal time, and we will wave you off into the August months, and we're back here Wednesday the 4th of September at the normal time, normal entrances. So year 3 and 4, year 5 and 6, 8:30, year 3 and 4, 20 to 9, and yeah, looking forward to the break, and you should look forward to the break too. Make sure you take a well-deserved rest. We'd always recommend doing a bit of reading, but we don't like holiday homework. It's a time to sort of, you know, take a breather, but it's always good to read a cheeky summertime book and get yourself down the library to do the summer reading challenge. It's one book a week over six, or you've got to read six books, over the summer period. You can go down to Colt Harbour Library or any of your local libraries, and you'll get a little sheet where they give you stamps for every book you've read, and then you get different types of rewards. So I'd highly recommend doing that if you would like an idea of what to do. Before we go, here's a top tip. Morrison's are giving out free food across all its in-store supermarket cafes this summer. The supermarket chain has partnered with Kellogg's to launch breakfast clubs in all its 398 cafes, including the one at Northfleet, and will be giving out free bowls of cereal to families over the next 3 weeks. Both adults and children can choose from a bowl of cornflakes, Rice Krispies or Cocoa Pops, with a choice of dairy or non-dairy milk when they order a Kellogg's breakfast. Alongside this, customers can get a portion of free fruit alongside their breakfast, and can choose them from bananas, apples, pears or oranges. These will be kept in the fridges inside Morrison's cafes. The breakfast scheme will run all day until August the 4th. So if you would like to go and grab yourself a cheeky free breakfast, I know it's not bacon and eggs, but you know what? Cheeky bowl of Cocoa Pops wouldn't go amiss, especially if you're feeling really naughty and you use some of that whole milk Nothing better is there than full fat milk, but that's like a treat. Once a year at Christmas, I'll allow myself a bit of full fat milk, but otherwise I could see myself getting obsessed with it, especially cornflakes, full fat milk, and sugar. Give that a go. Give that a go. Lastly, before we go, don't forget to clear all of your dinner debts. So if there's anything on your accounts, please could you make sure that is cleared and you are paid up before the summer. I just want to say thank you for all of your support this year. It really means a lot. Such kindness and happiness and laughing. And, you know, if we've got it wrong, and we probably have got it wrong at times, we apologise. But ultimately, and I know you know this, we just want the very, very best for our children. And we want everyone to be the very best versions of themselves. And we will keep striving to do that. Lots of work happening in school over the summer. Lots of deliveries turning up today. Flooring starts getting put down or ripped up towards the end of the week. And don't forget our volunteer day on Wednesday the 28th of August. Wednesday the 28th of August, 8:30 onwards. We'll have snacks and drinks for you all. And we will be building flat pack furniture, moving tables. There's a job for everyone. Don't be shy. You can bring the children. I'm sure everybody can do a job and really help out as we try and get the school back to some form of normality before the start of term. Have a well-earned rest. Every single one of you have deserved this. Children, you have been absolutely phenomenal this year, especially with our new values. You've shone with kindness, honesty, curiosity, and courage. And it's been so lovely to celebrate all of you on stage throughout the year as the best versions of yourselves. Go off into the sunshine, enjoy the summer, and we'll see you back here 8:30, Wednesday the 4th of September. See ya!